And then item nine. I'd like to have a little drum roll, but I can't do that. So this is a report from the Audit Committee Chair. John, the floor is yours.
The board has already voted in the initial vote on item three to cover the major areas that the Audit Committee covered in its most recent meeting. I'll spend just a moment on them. And of course, if there are any questions, both Raleigh and Sherry, who are the chair, who are the primary authors of these sections, are here to respond. First was the 2025 compliance activity report that Raleigh put together. It talked about 2024 activities and 2025 projected activities. So hopefully you've all had some chance to run through it, glance at it. That was the first of the four. That's three five, I think. Roman five. The second is Roman six. Keep this in some coherent form. The audit of Contra Costa County, the countywide processes that Cherry led. For the most part, I think agreement was reached on substantially all, if not all, of the areas that Cherry looked at. And there's a series of both the activity report itself and the correspondence back and forth. The next one is, bear with me.
Hey, John, while you're looking for that, I had a comment on that county audit item. In reading the letters back and forth, I was struck by there was some, well, maybe this is the wrong way to say it, but it sounded like there was some uncertainty on the part of the county about how it might address a couple of those items. And it was looking to us, I guess, in a meet and confer type of arrangement to get some clarity on that. First of all, do I have that right? Anybody can answer, but that was my takeaway when I read it. Is that a fair assessment?
Jerry, do you want to respond to that?
So, Scott, you're probably referring to the prior year overpayment adjustment process that a meeting still needs to be happened between the county auditor controller's office and our member services department to talk about the future kind of manual process going forward to address that observation. So I just want to mention that overall, there were five observations from that county audit.
Yeah.
And I think two of the observations has been closed or completed. And there are three observations where there are actions that still need to be taken. And I will do the follow-up at the next county audit, just to check on the implementation status.
Yeah, and my take on that was that it sounded like in the response letters on those three items, they were looking to us to provide some input as to how they might resolve it, because it sounded like the solutions weren't easy. Let's put it that way.
That is correct, because they do, so for that over the prior year over payment adjustment process, they do need to work with us to come up with a kind of mutually acceptable process going forward. So that's one area. And the second area would be, I believe there's the demographic changes that need to be correct so that when they uploaded that into our system, our new system can accept that those changes. So that's a second area. And the third area would be the employees, the retirees return to work. We have a new...
Right.
New legislation that will become in effect.
Right.
And then we talked about that, how the compliance division is working on a kind of monitoring process going forward, that the county will be required to produce a report on that so that we can actively monitor compliance with that.
And you were satisfied with the pay code response in terms of how pay codes get coded and as to what's pensionable? There was an exchange on that as well, I think, if I'm remembering it, in the audit.
You might be referring to the one that's already being addressed and completed, the analysis. That pay code issue only pertain to the high earners, that the county has already addressed it, fixed their program. The
okay.
IT department has already fixed the program. So going forward, it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, I read it. I was a little unclear on what the process was to resolve a couple of those. So it sounds like that's something that you're actively working on, and you're going to be managing that.
Correct. So on the three recommendations that are still pending, I will be following up on that, and I'll report back to the audit committee.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you, John, for the interruption. So.
Of course. Item 7, this is a periodic review of the audit charter, basically our policy. It's fairly straightforward, adding references to new standards, changing the word consulting with advisory, and coordinating with other assurance providers. Again, you have that as item, sub-item Roman 7 in the adoption of the amendment we have already approved. So just making you aware of it. And the last one is 8. Again, that Jerry is the author of this. This describes the most important part, the 2025 internal audit plan. That's audit of internal operations, employer audits, and other activities. Again, there's a nice, neat one-page summary of what the plan is for doing. You have been so informed. Any questions from the board?
Not seeing any.
Not seeing any.
It's all good.
I think that basically covers the items that I wanted to make sure we covered today from our last audit meeting.
Excellent. Well, thank you, John. Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate it.